Exodus 36. The Lord has given to Bezalel, Aholiab, and others the skills needed for building a place of worship, and they will follow the Lord's instructions. Then Moses brought together these workers who were eager to work, and he gave them the money that the people of Israel had donated for building the place of worship. In fact, so much money was being given each morning that finally everyone stopped working and said,
"Moses, there's already more money than we need for what the Lord has assigned us to do."
So Moses sent word for the people to stop giving, and they did. But there was already more than enough to do what needed to be done. The skilled workers got together to make the sacred tent and its linen curtains woven with blue, purple, and red wool and embroidered with figures of winged creatures. Each of the 10 panels was 14 yards long and 2 yards wide, and they were sewn together to make 2 curtains with 5 panels each. Then 50 loops of blue cloth were put along one of the wider sides of each curtain, and the 2 curtains were fastened together at the loops with 50 gold hooks. As the material for the tent, goat hair was used to weave 11 sections, 15 yards by 2 yards each. These 11 sections were joined to make 2 panels, one with 5 and the other with 6 sections. 50 loops were put along one of the wider sides of each panel, and the 2 panels were fastened at the loops with 50 bronze hooks. 2 other coverings were made, one with fine leather and the other with ram skins dyed red. Acacia wood was used to build the framework for the walls of the sacred tent. Each frame was 15 feet high and 27 inches wide, with 2 wooden pegs near the bottom. Then 2 silver stands were placed under each frame with sockets for the pegs so they could be joined together. 20 of these frames were used along the south side and 20 more along the north. 6 frames were used for the back wall along the west side, with 2 more at the southwest and northwest corners. These corner frames were joined from top to bottom. Altogether, along the back wall, there were 8 frames with 2 silver stands under each of them. 5 crossbars were made for each of the wooden frames, with the center crossbar running the full length of the wall. The frames and crossbars were covered with gold, and gold rings were attached to the frames to run the crossbars through. They made the inside curtain of fine linen woven with blue, purple, and red wool, and embroidered with figures of winged creatures. They also made 4 acacia wood posts and covered them with gold. Then gold rings were fastened to the posts, which were set on silver stands. For the entrance to the tent, they used a curtain of fine linen woven with blue, purple, and red wool, and embroidered with fancy needlework. They made 5 posts, covered them completely with gold, and set them each on a gold-covered bronze stand. Finally, they attached hooks for the curtain.